Yeah. For those of you that wanna know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all.
This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
This is MMA Torch editor Jamie Penick, and this is the daily audio update for Wednesday, September 3rd, 2008. Got a bunch more on Randy Couture and Brock Lesnar for their November 15th bout today, but first, a couple of news stories from the day. HD Net Fights, that is run by Mark Cuban, has signed a long-term partnership deal with Affliction Entertainment to air their events exclusively in North America on HD Net. They'll be broadcast as lead-ins to Affliction's pay-per-view events, similar to how FSN, the Fox Sports Net, aired some of the bouts before Affliction's first pay-per-view. So for Affliction's upcoming event, HD Net's coverage will have the first three prelim bouts, including the Jason High Mike Pyle welterweight fight and the Paul Buontello Roy Nelson heavyweight fight. So that's the announcement from HD Net today. Also, over on MMA Junkie, they are reporting that Krokop is returning to action. He is going to face Alistair Overeem at Dream 6 on September 23rd. That will be in Saitama, Japan. That event airs on HD Net. And a preview show debuts on HD Net at 11:30 p.m. Eastern on September 12th. So it's Overeem Krokop at Dream 6. The rest of that card also has Nick Diaz and Hayato Sakurai for the Dream Welterweight Championship. Sergey Karatonov against Ciala Mighty Mo Saliga, the finalist, the Grand Prix Tournament Finals. Also on the undercard, Zelg Galasek, Ronaldo Souza, Melvin Manoff, and Jagard Musasi. That's the semifinal for that Grand Prix, those two fights. And the reserve bout for that is Andrews Nakahara and Dong Sik Yoon. Also rounding out the card is Hideo Takoro and Atsushi Yamamoto. There's a ton more on the Randy Couture Brock Lesnar fight today. They made a couple appearances on ESPN. Dana White's got a video blog up for yesterday that's got some clips from that press conference, and Dana and Randy are chummy and buddy-buddy throughout the video. I stumbled across this over on MMA Mania. So I touched on the Lesnar's thoughts on Fedor yesterday. And this clip actually has his whole quote, so I'm going to play that for you here.
I'm tired of hearing about fucking Fedor, all right? Randy Couture is fighting Brock Lesnar November 15th. His number one concern should be Brock Lesnar. And Dana White could care less about Fedor. Everybody's beating around the bush. Yeah, you want that fight? I don't give a damn. But I'm sick and tired of sitting on the phone listening about Fedor. He's not with the company, and he might not ever be with the company, so who fucking gives a shit?
You think this is kind of a continuation of what Dana just said about Heat, that you're not getting taken seriously because the time
my son
not in, in real wrestling?
Brock Lesnar might be my son.
Well, no.
That was Dana White with the Brock Lesnar might be my son line. It's quite a comical touch from Dana there to end that quote out, but Brock pulling no punches about the fact that he doesn't care about Fedor, because Fedor is not in the UFC, and he's not concerned about it until he is. And, you know, Brock's concerned about this fight, and wants Randy to be concerned about this fight. So that was Brock's thoughts on that. But as Dana says in his blog, he expects over a million buys for this fight. I was trying to be conservative and not get too caught up in hyperbole in thinking 800,000 when I went through this yesterday, but you know, it the last Liddell Ortiz fight, UFC 66, that is the current record holder right now for pay-per-view buys with over a million. This fight, I think, will be bigger. This fight will get more mainstream coverage. This fight is going to be very heavily promoted, and I just think it's going to do a ridiculous number. Speaking of mainstream coverage, Randy Couture and Brock Lesnar were all over ESPN this morning with a radio appearance on the Mike and Mike morning show on ESPN Radio. That was highly comical, with Mike Greenlay discussing the cauliflower ears of both guys and being frightened by their size and cowering in their presence. It was a very comical radio lead. You can get audio of it on ESPN.com, as well as the video of their appearance from SportsCenter for this morning. Both Randy Couture and Brock Lesnar were in studio, and I got some clips from that as well here.
Tired of being taken advantage of, played as the nice guy and basically swimming against the current with the management of the UFC. I don't need the problems. I don't feel like I get the respect I deserve from the organization. End quote. But here you are now. You are back to the happiness of many. So how did this get done?
Well, I think we aired out a lot of our differences and resolved a lot of things. Hopefully, moving forward in a positive way, some things are going to change. And I think, first and foremost, I'm a fighter and I want to fight in the cage, not in courtrooms and depositions and all this other nonsense. So I'm happy to be back.
So that's Randy Couture commenting on the quote that he made last year, leaving the UFC, and now coming back, obviously. But this 3-minute piece on ESPN that aired this morning and will continue to air throughout the day, but Randy and Brock just going over the fight, and Brock talking about the fact that, of course he jumped at the opportunity. He was given the opportunity to do it, he wasn't going to pass it up. He finished out this segment with these comments.
Happened when he signed with a competing organization. You said that's the fight I wanted, and if that can't happen, it doesn't make sense for me to compete with all these other guys. It has been a part, though, of the negotiations to bring you back. Do you think we will see that fight happen?
Well, we're hopeful, but obviously first things first. I have this guy standing in front of me, and I'm going to focus on that, and if all those other pieces fall into place, then maybe that'll happen down the line.
Again, it is UFC 91. It is November 15th. If you're a fan, casual or otherwise, it is not a fight to be missed. Randy Couture, Brock Lesnar, very much appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My fault on that one. That was actually Randy finishing out his comment on Fedor at the end there. But on the Mike and Mike show, they also went into getting into MMA, and Randy broke down the fact that he didn't have an outlet. Him and Brock both talked about MMA being an outlet for amateur wrestlers, and Brock went into also jiu-jitsu practitioners and others that MMA offers them a way to make a living, and just it was a good kind of introduction for those who aren't imbued in the sport's history and don't know as much about it. It was a nice little introduction to how they got into the sport and how they found themselves in this position and in this fight. So definitely worth a listen to, and good stuff from both guys. And, you know, as we've said, everyone is excited for this fight. This fight is going to be, it's going to be huge, people. It's very well could do over a million buys. I can't, especially with how they think they're going to promote it and what they've been talking about with it, I see no reason why it cannot surpass UFC 66. So, that's all for today. We'll be back with more tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the Daily Audio Update again. This is Jamie Pennock signing off. Fort Minor, M. Shinoda, Styles of Beyond.